So I sent this in of the unit trusts and various funds held by one particular viewer of mine. And of course, the major problem they had was poor performance. And let's just run through some of the key reasons why. First of all, you've got everything from Asia Pacific to Japan to global to emerging markets. So you've got a ton of different regions, to UK, to European, basically every single region on the planet, okay, and probably the moon if the wealth advisor or the IFA who got them into these could have done it. So they've completely sprayed and prayed everything. And you might think, well, that's fantastic, lots of diversification. Well, I'll tell you what the problem with that is in a second. Second thing is, yes, they've got some bonds in there. You might know that bonds are always considered to be a really good idea for people in retirement because of the income. The problem had been, if you weren't holding them to maturity and the price of bonds fell, then you were screwed, basically, quite frankly. And that's what's happened to quite a few people as well who hadn't planned to hold to maturity, and which means to the end of the duration period of that bond. And of course, exiting anytime sooner because, for instance, they were getting close to retirement or they wanted to rotate things around, that really stuffed their returns as well. And then this is interesting. So they've got some UK and, well, quite a bit of UK. And then they decide to go to Vanguard FTSE 100 Index Unit Trust. You might think, great, index tracker. Well, the FTSE 100 over the last 25 years is up 7%. In total, not per annum, in total. So you would think 25 years would give you some kind of idea that something, you've got enough data now, that something's just not working out for you. But no, shove that in as well. I mean, if you're shoving in everything in the kitchen sink, I'm surprised there isn't a kitchen sink in here. So where are the problems? And some of the things I'm often asked is, well, wait a minute, what do you think about, for instance, I don't know, what do you think about this theme? Clean energy. Well, I think I want to make money. That's what I think. And I don't care what the themes are. So why would this be a problem in your pension? Well, first of all, if each one of those funds, put the bonds to one side, let's look at the equity ones. If each one has about 50 to 100 stocks, you may well be holding about 700 stocks there. So let's say the fund managers in any of these are particularly strong in conviction on a particular stock, and they think because of their immense knowledge and ability that that stock's going to go up. Well, it'll, but given how many stocks you've got, it'll make about a 0.1% difference to your portfolio. So obviously gain is not the intention of, mathematically, it's just not the intention of the IFA. What is the intention? Well, the intention is to make sure that you are with them a long enough period that you don't lose vast sums of money. I mean, my bank account will make sure I don't lose any money at all, and they'll pay me 4.9%. So that's probably a better comparator. And yet the IFAs and wealth managers will try and aim for that at the same time. What is the problem? What is the issue? Well, first of all, too many funds, too many stocks in the individual funds. What's the solution? Well, if you have a self-invested personal pension or an ISA, and instead you have about 20 individual equities, put your money equally into those, then that's 5% of your capital into each one of those companies. Should any fall 25% from the highest they've been since you bought them, then on a worst-case scenario, 25% of 5%, you would stand to lose just slightly over 1% in your overall portfolio. That would be the negative impact. But on the upside, should we have a Crocs 2021 or an Nvidia or a Meta or whatever, then your portfolio for each one of those is going up 5 to 10%. So you can see there's a skew there. But that's not going to come from these. What's going to happen instead is, I mean, the fees I'm not even bothered about, because it's just the 4.5% you're getting from this is just going to screw your pension over in any event. Now, I say that because last year the NASDAQ was up 55% and the S&P 500 was up 25%. And if you say this to your wealth manager, they will say, oh, Microsoft, risky company. I mean, they're absolute idiots, because the volatility of a Microsoft stock is one of the lowest of any equities on either the US or the UK markets, for instance, if you compare it to a UK market stock. So instead, what they'd rather you did, I mean, I'm not sure they've even looked at a price chart ever of a company or even looked at the portfolios of people who know what they're doing. And presumably these individuals with data and knowledge know what they're doing. So why are they not more concentrated in their holdings? After all, markets can only do one of two things. If they go up, you should want concentration, not diversification, because diversification would mean you want some stocks to go down when the markets go up. So that would be foolish. And if the markets go down, well, of course, they'll know the literature that I've written about in my various 18 books on investing and my Financial Times columns and on my Bloomberg TV show, that actually when the markets fall, correlation increases to the downside. So when you want diversification the most, you're least likely to get it. You're far better off when it comes to diversifying is actually get out of the asset class as a whole if the market is falling. How do I know it's falling? Well, here's a clue. If it drops 10, if the index drops 10% from its peak, it's pretty much bloody falling. Okay. And so that's a simple version. You can have a more sophisticated measure. So on that basis, actually, when the markets are falling, you're not going to find any safe sanctuary because there's an increased correlation between the various equities. In other words, Costco, the wholesaler, and Microsoft, the AI company, both fall at the same time. You're going to find safe haven sanctuary in a port. Some would call it a bank account at those points. Oh, how do you know it's going to happen? Well, 2022 happened. The market fell 20%. How did you know? Well, it did it pretty slowly. Okay. First went down 1%, then 2%, then 3%, then 4%, then 5%, then 6%, then 7%, then 8%, then 9%, then 10%. If you can't work out the clue and the pattern from that, now that's part of the problem. There's just a lack of education, there's a lack of information, there's a lack of confidence. Have a look at my free resources on campaignforamillion.com, campaignforamillion.com, and that will almost certainly help you. Because there's a ton of free resources there to help build up some of that confidence. If nothing else, it'll tell you what to ask your IFA. And I guarantee your IFA is going to get upset and say, well, if that's how you feel, maybe these are the two answers. Maybe I'm not the right one for you. And the second one will be, why don't you do it yourself? They behave like that. They really do. Good luck.